Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Linder, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trent Brower. The former Blackhawk has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. First of all, we want to thank the good people from Jamba Juice, Dave Peacock's company here in St. Louis. They're all over the country, but Dave's got the franchises here. And they have brought by some really tasty smoothies. And the hook is with hockey is they've delivered these to the Blues before their playoff games, and they're undefeated when they have these before a home game. So Jamba Juice, very tasty and very good for you. We appreciate Dave stopping by, but Dave's assistant stopping by and delivering us these really, really tasty drinks. All right, now, this week, we've done one-on-one interviews with Don Cherry, Doc Emmerich, Joe Micheletti, Barry Melrose, and Ed Olczyk. But I'll tell you what, the person I want to talk to the most in the country today is the best Blues insider in the business, Andy Strickland, who joins us in the studio. Andy, good to be with you.
Oh, it's great to be here, Frank. Obviously, a great time to be living here in St. Louis, a great time to celebrate hockey in St. Louis. You know, this is bigger. I've said this a couple times now. This is bigger than just the Blues. It's bigger than just the Stanley Cup. I think this is about the entire city that has been kicked in the teeth a little bit over the course of the last few years, and it's good to get some national attention, some positive attention.
And how
Chuck
about
tuna.
The legs it could have?
Yeah.
Interesting. They used to say in the 90s, like, Brett Hull built, like, these rinks because he was so great.
Yeah.
Now, what this will do for the future, it's unbelievable. Complete
game changer. I mean, it's a complete game changer. You know, we've been saying for years, you know, if the Blues could ever win a Stanley Cup, what it would mean to the city, what it would mean to hockey in this town. I mean, there's people right now, as you know, I don't want to get too, you know, cliche about this, but there's people who are watching the Blues who weren't watching the Blues 2 months ago and whose kids are going to sign up to play hockey now because of what's going on. And this is going to change the Blues franchise. It's going to change how we view the sport, how we view the Blues, if they're able to close this thing out forever. It'll never be the same. There's a reason why the Cardinals are what they are here in St. Louis. It's not just because everybody loves baseball and Cracker Jacks and popcorn, okay? It's different. It's because they've got championship pedigree. They've got legendary figures that are almost bigger than the sport that people can't attach themselves to, iconic people. And if the Blues can get to that level, it'll change forever. It'll never be the same.
And one of the people that makes the game day experience so spectacular is Charles Glenn, who was an exclusive guest of Charlie Tuna's radio show last night. And I understand you gave him his start?
Yeah, he said, when I called another day to have him come on, he said, well, I'm going to come to Snooks and sit down. And he sang two songs, sang a Motown song. And he said, I'm going to tell you, here's a surprise that Charlie probably forgot about. He said several, many, many years ago, Charlie had a contest on his radio station, KTZ, wanted 20 people to call in to sing the national anthem. And I picked him, and they called in and whatever. He said, you were the first guy. He said, I never sang the national ever before except on your show. And I want to thank you right now. You gave me my start. He said, you gave me some soccer and St. Louis Blues tickets for winning that
Well,
night. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so did we just twist this around and we made it all about Charlie is the reason we have Charles Glenn. Is that
That's
what I'm,
right.
is that what
right.
I'm getting
That's
out
right.
of this?
That's
I mean,
true.
Well, I think it adds to the age issue because Charles Glenn is 73. So Charlie
Charles Glenn is 64. Charles Glenn is 64.
Charlie was like 40 when he started. So.
I mean,
Charles is 64. I didn't know he was in the group The Fifth Dimensions. used to be the opening act for Smokey Robinson, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Fifth Dimension, he was in that?
He was in Fifth Dimension.
Did he know you were a performer from your like eighth grade drama class?
Yeah, he knows all about that. And open for Meatloaf, Huey Lewis.
Really?
Yeah, he was a tremendous. I used to see him at a place in Kirkwood called JoJo's. Mm-hmm. He had a band he used to perform. It was really, really good.
Charles Glenn, great family. They actually sang at my wedding, as you remember.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And yeah, he talked about that.
Yeah,
sang at my wedding.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, this summer.
We talked about the chair and all that.
I mean, this guy's been through it all, though. I mean, he's performed outside where he's had to run because of gunshots and stuff like that. Yep. Remember that big story that came out a few years ago? I mean, that's the type of attention St. Louis has been getting.
He's going to help pick the
and
new
now
girl.
This is going to change, obviously, if the Blues can close this thing out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, from Ferguson to the Rams leaving, all the national attention that St. Louis has been getting the last several years has been nothing but negative. And St. Louis, the hockey team, is bringing some positivity.
You know what I like about it, too? ESPN just digs the hockey into a hole during the regular season.
Yeah.
They're starting to talk. So I'm looking now, CNN. What's the other show with Robin Meade? MSNBC. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the Blues, but it's not the Boston Bruins or the story. It's the St. Louis Blues because we haven't won diddly squat.
Right.
And it is making the city look good. And these people that are coming in from out of town are looking at this city.
Right.
Of course, it doesn't affect all parts of the city. It affects the middle part of the city, which I think is fantastic.
I'm watching this embarrassing exchange with Chris Bryant in the media yesterday. Did you see this video online?
I did not see it. Do we have it?
I mean, can you play it for us? I retweeted it. If you want to look it up on my Twitter. And the media is just crushing St. Louis now. I mean, it's the oddest exchange. They're trying to. I wish I could use colorful language on this show because it would be the best way to describe it.
The Boston writer about St. Louis food. Mike Bush had a really clever response. Yeah.
These guys, I mean, among the biggest losers in the history of the media. I mean, the media chuckle was in full effect. They're laughing along with Chris Bryant. He's looking at him like that's crazy. Let's go ahead and get a listen here.
Question, what you're going to do with your off day in St. Louis? I'm going. I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't thought about it. I had no idea what you
said. What are you guys
going
to do?
I'm going home instead. Okay. It's too boring for me.
Okay. I'll let you guys
maybe the arch?
Okay. Get some food and go back to my room.
Okay. I want to see you guys all right this stuff. I'm not saying anything.
But you said that. I had no idea there was literally an off day you guys were going to spend there ahead of the first series.
I didn't know that either, honestly. I actually think some guys are staying here. I don't know if they might be playing golf or something on the off day here. There's a nice course, I guess, around here. But it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I'm going.
You're going.
Maybe I'll find a nice place to eat. Need some suggestions, so.
They don't ask me.
Yeah, I didn't want that.
What do you expect to be the reception there?
I mean, of course it's going to be not great, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, like, I was watching Machado here get booed by the Yankees and stuff like that. Like, I don't know, it's, you know, I hope they boo all of us. I mean, we want the games to be, you know, a nice rivalry and intense.
I got to tell you something, too, by the way.
Chris is practically rolling his eyes during it. You can tell he's annoyed by it.
Exactly. And they're trying to get him to say something that he obviously doesn't want to say.
Yeah.
But they're trying to do it by them trying to trash St. Louis, too. Oh, there's nothing. I'm going to get some food and go back to my room. What am I going to do? Go to the arch? You know, like.
Well, are you shocked, though? They're talking like that about. No.
No.
We haven't won anything in hockey. The city's been trashed, as you said, with tragedies from Ferguson on. Mm-hmm. People have been laughing at the city. We lost the Rams, so it's a stepping stone. That's why this is so big for the city, for the Stanley Cup.
Things are looking up, though, I'd say.
Yeah.
With this hockey team, not just for this year, but for years to come, the MLS likely coming. The Cardinals, despite a horrible month, they're going to be fine. And, you know, I tell you, downtown may actually look kind of cool in a little bit.
Frank, you've been covering sports in this town for a long time. Charlie, you've been covering sports before there were color television. But how big of an event is this Saturday night?
I think if they complete the deal, it's the best sporting event.
But who's going to have
the best sports story I've ever covered? No doubt about it. It really is. I mean, when the Rams won, that was really great. But they've been here, they're here for 5 years when they got here. 52 years in waiting. This is the best story. And you throw in the fact that you have all these guys, and you know this better than anybody, Andy, all these really unbelievable hockey people who've lived in our town, who've raised their families, mm-hmm. who never left, who are so into it. You know, the emotion of Chase and Hall, and then Bernie and Bob and Petro the other night just saying, hey, this is for this guy here on my left, Bob Plager. This is for Barrett Jackman. Mm-hmm. Kachuk, yesterday we did a one-on-one with him. Him talking about how, you know, I may have grown up in Boston, but I bleed blue. I want this so bad for our city. And mm-hmm. that's why it's, you know, we loved the Rams for that stretch, but we weren't like, you know, joined at the hip.
And you know them, you what? Know? And those are the names that you know. And those are really important. Obviously, those are people that put the jersey on that play for the St. Louis Blues. But, you know, I was trying to explain this to people yesterday doing something with NHL Network. As a hockey community, I mean, for years and years and years, we are as respected as any hockey market in the country yeah. from a hockey development standpoint, from a youth hockey standpoint. Every year we're sending teams to USA Hockey Nationals, both Tier 1 and Tier 2. And there's people who have been around the sport here in St. Louis for decades who didn't play for the Blues, who have built the sport and who have supported the Blues for years and years and years, who have been waiting for this moment too. So it's not just the former Blues. We focus on the alumni and the people who obviously are connected with the organization. But there's thousands of other people who are celebrating this just as much.
Yeah.
So you still think the Stanley Cup will be bigger than winning a Super Bowl?
Yeah, in our town. Now,
from a media TV standpoint is what I'm looking at.
Well, no, because, I mean, TV-wise, obviously, they got 50 ratings, and we get 25s and 26s, which is really good. Mm-hmm. Well, it averages out 25. I think we had a 22 and a 29. And it'll just keep going up and up.
Number one in the country, by the way, for local markets.
Yeah, how about that?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, number one in the country. You know, so.
That's with the Blues are the story, actually. Boston, you know, they're the kingpins.
Well, you know what? A lot of people are complaining that the national media or the national coverage is really slanted towards Boston. I haven't watched any of the games on television. But you know what?
You know,
they're an original six franchise. This is, I was saying this when we were up in Boston. I'd rather the Blues play a team that's been around and has the history like the Boston Bruins do.
Absolutely, great point.
I mean, that create the type of environment. The atmosphere in Boston was second to none. It was incredible. Now, I think it could be passed here in St. Louis. Obviously, the anticipation, the anxiety, the combination of all of that stuff to have a game here is going to be electric. We all know it's going to be absolutely crazy. But when you look at the history there of Boston and everything that comes with it, you want to beat a team like that and experience. That's a real championship experience when you're playing a team in that city.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up, though, the perception of the national broadcasters mm-hmm. against St. Louis. I asked Doc Emmerich that point blank, and he said, I don't root for a team. Mm-hmm. I root for the guy scoring the goal. I root for the guy making the great save. That's who I root for. Now, people say, well, Mike Milbury. Mike Milbury hates everybody at all times.
Right.
Like, he destroyed, like, Marchand. He goes, boy, this guy's miserable. He's terrible. That's the way he is. But do you think mm-hmm. Joe Micheletti is rooting against the Blues?
Absolutely
not. Do you think
Kenny
Albert is rooting against the Blues? No, these guys, they're trying to tell it like it is.
Let me ask both of you. You were in Boston. What's the sentiment with the Boston fans regarding the Blues? Are they respectful up there at this team, or are we just mediocre?
You know, it depends on who you get. I mean, I heard stories. I actually saw it walking back to the hotel after game one. I mean, there's a lot of confrontation going on in the streets.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
But, you know, it's because
I hate to say it that
it's
way.
Because, you know, the people wearing the Blues jerseys also, I mean, they weren't backing down. I mean, they were celebrating. Ton of people there from St. Louis. But, you know, Boston, like a lot of other cities you're going to find, specifically on the East Coast, you're going to find some people who are ready to throw down when their team doesn't win. And you see that in Boston.
And then after the game, 125 people, as soon as the game ended, about 125, 150 Blues fans, they were yelling, let's go Blues.
In the concourse.
Let's go
Blues. In the concourse, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
How about two? I'm sure you ran into some of these people. Mm-hmm. I ran into a city cop, a St. Louis city cop in Boston. You know, what does a city cop make? Do you have any idea?
50, maybe.
And he spent like maybe $1,800 if you count everything. He says, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime mm-hmm. thing. He went up there alone, and as he was at the bar having a beer, and he says, I just couldn't pass this up. That just shows the passion.
Yeah, and I saw Captain Mike Caruso, who was there as well. Mike's brother? No, but he's been working down at the Enterprise Center for years and years and years. He was there, too. He may have come with the Blues traveling party, for all I know. But there were Blues fans from Hong Kong.
I met the family.
Who came. So did I was in the elevator.
The two little kids?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wearing Blues jerseys.
Yeah, the guy went to Fort Zumwalt South, and they live in Hong Kong. He's a pilot, and they flew in for this one game.
And so I know a story. I
can't believe we met the same people.
I got tons of stories for you, Frank, that you would absolutely love. where I haven't responded on the emails. But Frank would absolutely love this. There is a guy
about a car
who his family is vacationing like in Israel, okay? They flew to Israel. This guy is actually 2 days after he gets there, is jumping on a plane to come back to St. Louis he can go to game three with his dad. They've been season ticket holders forever. The morning after game three, he's jumping on a plane and flying back to Israel. He said he's going to be on a plane for 40 of 50 hours over the course of that 50-hour stretch. He'll be on a plane for 40 hours just to come back to see a Stanley Cup final game. So that's a lot of commitment right
there. Is this the most fun time you've had in sports, Frank, since you've been on TV?
It's up there. I mean, it's the best story I've ever covered. Most fun, I work too much to have fun.
How much do you enjoy it when the alarm goes off?
I got to do today in St. Louis shots. We get off the air.
I saw a tweet from Ronnie Knott, I'm thinking Frank just must love this. Frank's like, hey, Ronnie, thank you, Frank, for getting up early with us on this morning in St. Louis.
I will say this, and I'm not just saying this to Strix here. I think, and I've said this before, that the hockey people are the best people in terms of a lot of them came from small Canadian farms or humble, and they appreciate everything they got. But every one of these guys, from Cherry to Emmerich to Micheletti to Melrose to Olchick, they're all just good people.
Well, how many times do you see Ryan O'Reilly's parents wearing his jersey in the stands?
Cool.
Okay, I don't know, maybe, I guess you see that in football and in baseball. I don't know if they wear the baseball jersey or whatever, but it just almost takes them back. Whenever you talk to the parents, all they talk about is their kid dreaming about this when they were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, running around the house with a Stanley Cup made out of tinfoil, or playing, in the basement, a best-of-7 series for the Stanley Cup. I mean, I know they're doing a huge story on the Maroon family. His aunt and uncle have a huge Blue Note spray painted in their front yard. I mean, these are diehard Blues fans, and now Pat Maroon is playing for the St. Louis Blues in the Stanley Cup Finals. So, I mean, there's so many great stories, and obviously, you just love to see this team finish it off. And from a hockey standpoint, if the Blues can maintain what we saw in Game 2, I mean, this is what they've done to other teams. Do you know they've given up 33 goals against through the playoffs in Games 1 through 3? This is all coming into this series. 33 goals against in Games 1 through 3, 16 in Games 4 through 7. Okay,
wow.
So that tells you right there how they can wear down an opponent and how difficult they are to play as the series progresses. And I know it went 7 games against, Dallas and 6 games in the other two. But if they can maintain what we saw in Game 2, I mean, the reality is Boston could be in big trouble. They're down a couple of defensemen because of injury, including Mac Greslick, who got hurt in the previous game. And can they sustain that? I mean, the Blues are so difficult to play against because of, how big they are and the physicality they bring and how difficult they make it on the opposing team.
Frank, getting back to the celebrations, out where I live at, you can drive down streets. Yesterday, I drove down, I was in Baldwin, and a lady had the big Blues, Let's Go Blues.
Yeah.
They had built a miniature Stanley Cup on her lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great shot for a TV station.
Wow.
Go Blues. It's tremendous. Mm. One thing about the Blues you just mentioned, and I like it, they're running around. I'm going to initiate this with a football player. They're hitting like Jack Tatum. Oh, they got a bunch of I've never seen this Blues team fly around like they did at the last game.
A Jack Tatum reference here, number 32 from Ohio State and the Raiders. All right, let's take a short time out. Blues have a decision to make for the lineup on Saturday. We'll get Strick's thoughts on who he thinks they should put in and who he thinks they will put in. But before we go to break, we do want to tell you about our good friends, our title sponsor, Hollywood Casino. I was talking to Todd George the other day. He had all of the Hollywood Casino employees in Blues sweaters as the Stanley Cup final began. So they are really into it. 99 Hops House is one of the great places to watch a hockey game. Saturday night, the place will be jumping. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We'll be right back.